Pesach Sheni, he becomes Bar Mitzvah. So now he's Bar Mitzvah, and it's Pesach Sheni. So what happens? When it was the time of Pesach Rishon, he wasn't chayv to bring a korban. Now it's Pesach Sheni, what happens? So the Rambam says, V'chein korban shehigdil ben shnei psachim, chayovin la'aseis Pesach Sheni. He's chayiv to make the Pesach Sheni. So that makes sense, right? So he's chayiv to make the Pesach Sheni. He wasn't able to bring the Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon because he was a Korban. Now comes to Pesach Sheni, and now he's chayiv, so he brings the Korban Pesach. Then the Rambam says a very surprising thing. V'im shochetu alav b'rishon, potu. But if they shechted a korban for him on the first Pesach, he's potter. Now, let's try to understand that. If they shechted a korban for him on Pesach Rishon, he's potter. That's a very striking thing. Because look, either on the Pesach Rishon he was potter, or he was chayev. So we can't say, if he's potter on Pesach Rishon, what difference does it make what they did? And then you have various questions about them doing that. And in fact, the Kesef Mishnah on this piece of Rambam, he says, how can this be? Is the cotton a Bar Chiyuva? He's potter. But he quotes from Rikulkus that he says, since the Eibishter included a cotton that they should shech for him, and that they're memanim oisai, he's potter from that, from the sheni. Now, what does he mean, since the Eibishter included him? So it comes out, this is from the Pasuk in Parshas Bo, where it says, se lebayis, se lebeis ovois, Selabayis, that Hashem says, Moshe Rabbeinu should tell the people that they should ask for, they should each person should shech the lamb for the household, a lamb for the home, Selabayis. So every father should shech the Korban Pesach at Yetzias Mitzrayim, should shech the Korban Pesach for the whole family, and the child is included in that Korban. So that idea that the child is included in the korban, even though he's a child, well, let's have a look in the Gemara in Psochim, Daf Peches Omed Aleph. Now we have over there Peches Omed Aleph. We have the following statement. 1 second. Now, Tonu Rabbanan, the Chachomim learn, Selabayis, a lamb for the household, Melamed Sha'odom Mevi V'Shoichet Al Yedei Bnoi Yubitu Ektanim. This teaches us that a man brings a korban and he shechts it for his little sons and daughters. So there we have, and he goes on to say, Bein Midatan, Bein Shaloi Midatan. Whether they know about it, or they agree, or they don't agree, they don't know about it, it makes a difference. But because there we learn out from Selabayis that whichever way it is, whether they agree or don't agree, it's even though they're children, therefore the father can shech the korban on behalf of these children. Now, in fact, this follows the maimra of Rabbi Zeira. Now, Rabbi Zeira, so the point is that the Mishnah in Psachim discussed the idea of a yosem who's got more than one apotrophos. So there's this apotrophos here and another apotrophos there. Both of these apotrophos are concerned for this little boy, for this yosem. The yosem doesn't have to be a child. The yosem can be a slightly older. But both apotrophsin are concerned about the child, about this yosem, and they want to shech the korban pesach on his behalf. So therefore, what does the Gemara say? What does the Mishnah say? He can eat at either place, whichever he likes. There's apotrophos A and apotrophos B. Each of them is Shechta de Kol and Pesach. Each of them are saying, you can come to my Seder tonight in Yerushalayim and have the Kol and Pesach. And in each case, so what happens? So he's allowed to choose. The Mishnah says he's allowed to choose which one he likes. He's allowed to choose. He can go to this apotrophos A, and have the Seder with him and the Kol and Pesach. Or he can go to the other apotrophos B, and be with him for the Seder and eat the Kol and Pesach. Now that is a very striking thing. Because Shmat Mino, you understand, this means, says the Gemara, you can infer from this, Yesh Breda. That midoraisa, in a thing as important as the Korban Pesach, and minui, to the Korban Pesach, there's breira. That now the child can decide he wants to be with apotrophos A, and therefore, he's now, there's breira, going backwards to the time when that apotrophos shechted the Pesach, that this Korban Pesach is on behalf of this child. Omi Rabbi Zeira, Sel bayis mikol makom. Now, Rabbi Zeira says the fact that it says in a pasuk sel bayis means, now, that's the question, what exactly does Rabbi Zeira mean? So we can understand it as saying that since we have the pasuk sel bayis, he can eat where he likes. So there's a pasuk to mabir him, as it were, that he can eat here or he can eat there, and it's a different issue to Yesh Breda. Now, Tosfos there in Psochim, he explains this in a different way. And he says, what does he mean, celibias? What does Rabbi Zeira mean, celibias? Mikol Mokon. He means because celibias lav doraisa. Because celibias is not doraisa, it doesn't make any difference. You don't learn out anything about Breira from this. It's not Breira. It's just an inyan. It's an inyan of chinuch. It's an inyan of chinuch that you can shech maybe we do have to say the yosem is a child. The yosem is a child, not an older person. So there's an inyan of chinuch. Because there's an inyan of chinuch, the apotrophos can. This apotrophos, that apotrophos, but it doesn't tell us anything about midoraisa, whether there is breira. Normally we say midoraisa ain't breira, right? A very poetic, interesting concept. Now, but Tosfos raises another point. Wait a minute. How can you have this child eating this Korban Pesach? A Korban Pesach has to be shechted for a specific group of people. And that specific group of people is the Menuyim. And so now, how does the child fit in with this? Because he isn't one of the Menuyim. So it's an Issur. You're not allowed to feed Korban Pesach to someone who wasn't one of the Menuhim, one of the original group right at the beginning. So there's an Issa involved. So Tosfos answers that because there's the Chinuch Mitzvahs, because there's the Inyan of Chinuch Mitzvahs, you're allowed to give the child a piece of the korban, even though he was not one of the Menuhim. So that's a way to understand what the Gemara is saying here. So the whole thing is midrabanan. So therefore, there's the inyan of chinuch. Now, this is a very interesting thing, that chinuch is actually midrabanan, chinuch mitzvahs. There's two kinds of chinuch. There's chinuch that a father has to teach his son Torah. Now that is actually, that's midoraisa. But the chinuch of mitzvahs It says in Chagiga and in Nozir, Dav Kof Tes Omid Aleph, it says that Chinuch Mitzvahs, and brought for, in the Rambam as well, and Shulchan Aruch Harav, that so it brings the idea, and later Achron brings the idea that Chinuch Mitzvahs is Midrabbanan. Chinuch in teaching Torah is Midraisa, but Chinuch Mitzvahs is Midrabbanan. Now, how can, so here we have really a question. How can the something which is Midrabbanan, which takes place on Pesach Rishon, how can that poiter the child who is now Bar Mitzvah? He's Bar Mitzvah today, let's say, and so on Friday is going to be Pesach Sheni. How can the fact that a korban was offered on his behalf, merely mitzad mitzvah chinuch, which is a lovely thing and it's beautiful, and the son was there, the seder, and he had a bit of the korban Pesach, and although normally it would be forbidden that someone who's not monu is included, but because of the mitzvah of chinuch it's permitted, the chinuch in mitzvahs, and so there we have, how can an inyan which is basically midrabbanon allow the child to be potur? Now he's bar mitzvah, he does not have to bring a korban on Pesach Sheni. So that is the question, and so now we consider how we might give answers to this. One second. Now, in Chiddush Reb Chaim Halevi, we have the idea that while he discusses this on the Rambam in Hilchot Korban Pesach, has a whole long, very fascinating piece on this. So he makes the point that the idea of celebrate Shabbos Lav D'Oraisa. What does it mean, celebrate Shabbos Lav D'Oraisa? He says this is only as regards the chiyuv of bringing a korban for a child. You don't have to bring a korban for a child. So he doesn't have to. But that pasuk, celebrate, means that the father is able to be moine, to include the child in his Pesach korban, even if they don't know about it. And so then, once he does this, he's not obliged to. That's what it means. That's how he understands Rav Zeira, that chinuch mitzvot lav d'oraisa. Now, I didn't actually explain this. The point that Tosfos makes is that in Nozir, Daf Lamed Vav, we have that's where Rabbi Zeira, the same Rabbi Zeira. Now, it's an interesting thing which Tosfos points out in Pesachim Peches Amud Aleph, that the Rabbi Zeira who says that Selebais Mikol Mokoyim. So in Nozir, Daf Lamed Vav, what's the Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, he there says, Rabbi Zeira, the same Rabbi Zeira says, Sele Beis Ovis Lav D'Oraisa. And he gives a story, an image of a thing that might happen, and sometimes did happen, of a father who says to his children on Erev Pesach, I'm going to Yerushalayim now, and I'm going to shecht the Korban Pesach, and you know who I'm going to shecht it for? The first of you who gets to Yerushalayim. So the children have a race. And the Gemara tells a story of one family, there were boys and there were girls, and they were racing together, and the girls got there first. But so whoever it is, whoever gets there first, I'm shechting the korban on his behalf. And the Gemara says, how can you do this? You've already shechted the korban. How can you say you're shechting the korban on behalf of the one who gets there first? It's a similar issue to the Breira issue. So that's where Reb Zeira says that Selabai in the bias, that whole idea of Selabai, it's not Midrash. All right. So now we come to Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim, the way Reb Chaim sees it, that when he's saying it's lav d'oraisa, it means it's not a chiyuv d'oraisa. So you can't apply to it various gedorim that you would if something is a chiyuv midoraisa. But nonetheless, once it's happened, once the person is actually offered the carbon and he had in mind his children, those children are included in the carbon, they're able to eat in the carbon. Not only that, it is sufficient because they had this carbon offered on their behalf on Pesach Rishon, so therefore that is pointed them on Pesach Sheni, and they do not have to bring the carbon on Pesach Sheni, and that is a that's a very beautiful way of understanding it. Reb Chaim brings a whole lot of similar concepts. Discussing them, he goes with a deep oimek into this whole thing, and I refer you to look further there. Now then we find another way of understanding it from the Rogatchava. The Rogatchava was Rabbi Yosef Roizen. He lived the same time as Reb Chaim, incidentally. He lived in the same town as the Or Sameach. The Or Sameach was the Litvisher Rav, and the Rogatchava was the Chassidisher Rav. They would have very often two Rabbonim, they often had three Rabbonim. The third rabbi was the one appointed by the government, whom no one listened to. But so you had Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, and the Rogatchava, Rabbi Yosef Roizen of Dvinsk, they were there at the same time. They had very good relationships. They both wrote Svarim on the Rambam, and there was also Reb Chaim. Now, so the Rogatchava brings two ways of understanding this. In his discussion, which is actually in Hilchus Trumas, his pirush on his discussion of the Rambam in Hilchus Trumas, so he brings two different ways of understanding it. First of all, the whole idea of considering whether the son, whether the little boy is part of Bnei Chabura, whether he's one of the Menuhim. So one way of understanding it is that he actually has nothing to do with the Bnei Chabura. He's not one of the Menuhim. He's bottled to the father. He's just, the father shechted his carbon Pesach, his little boy is able to eat it with him. There's no formal sense in which he's one of the Bnei Chabura. That's one way of understanding. A second way of understanding, that the father actually did appoint him as one of the Menuhim. And in that case, he is part of the Bnei Chabura. And in this way, he is, mind you, in order for the father to do this, he can't do this stam. He can't do this with a three-year-old. He can do this with a child, shehegi lechinuch, who is a bendas, who is able to eat a kazayis of basar of the Korban Pesach. And so therefore, this second case, according to the Rogatchava's view over here, is that's at the beginning of his discussion. So the psak of the Rambam, that if they shechted for the child in the first Pesach, and then you're potter from a korban on the second Pesach, is only talking in the second situation, where the father appoint the child is a bendas, and he can eat the kazayis. And the father appointed him, and then he's able to, then he's really considered part of the Chabura. Now this this is an interesting way that the Rogatchover looks at it at the beginning of his discussion. Then he goes through a whole discussion. You may be familiar with the way the Rogatchover writes, you know, quoting this Gemara and quoting that Gemara and expecting you to know what the Gemara says in it. There's a various attempts to be made of Pinuach, explaining what the Rogatchover is saying. I'm using the Lubavitcher Rebbe's Likutei Sichos, Volume 26, Parshas Boy, the second Sichon of Parshas Boy, which gives this whole discussion pre-digested, so to speak, in order to understand it. Now the Rogatchover gives another very interesting way of understanding it. This is more at the end of his discussion. He says that when the Korban Pesach is offered on behalf of the child, that means the child who's coming up to Bar Mitzvah, and I think it's Dafka, the child coming up to Bar Mitzvah, because of the need that there should be a bendas and eating a kazayas. When the korban is shechted on his behalf, it's part of a pu'ula nimsheches. It is a something which continues along a pu'ula nimsheches, which then lasts into Pesach Sheni. Now, the actual words of the Rogatchover in his Sefer Tzofnas Paneach and Trumas, Gam Patur, even something which is potur, Kiven de Pa'ula Shaloi Kayemes, since the Pa'ula exists, Nifta, the person is potur, af bezman shenis chayiv, also in the time when he becomes chayiv. So in other words, the person who is potur, which is the child who is a week off, 2 weeks off bar mitzvah on Pesach Rishon, and now the Korban Pesach has been shechted on his behalf, and his father had him in mind, That continues, that pu'ula continues until the time when he is nischay, which is Pesach Sheni. And so this concept of the Rogatchover is that the action in a situation which is on the one level, it's potur, then moves on, it continues, it exists right into the time of Pesach Sheni. Now, there are a number of other examples of this in the Rogatchover's thought. So, one of them is there's a man d'omer that a child can, even though he's a child, a male child, is able to have a baby with a woman. He lives with a woman, and she gets pregnant. Now, there's a mitzvah, Pur Revu. Is this mitzvah applying to a child? No. Because the child is a child, mitzvahs don't apply to him yet. However, he lived with a woman, he had a baby. So now, he could have even been married to him. So now, this lady has had his baby. In fact, she's had a son and a daughter. Is he yoitze with that, the mitzvah pro revu? He now becomes bar mitzvah, and they go on living together. Let's say he married her when he was 9 years old, and he's still a cotton, but he's able to be moiled. And they've had two children, and now they don't have any more children. Has he been yoitze the mitzvah of Pur Revu? So the Rogatchover says yes. because he had the children, and he had the children, it's true, when he was a kohen, but now it continues into the time when he's chayav to have children, mitzvah, the mitzvah, pruribub. He's already got the children, and so that counts. Then he gives another example. A guy wanted to have bris milah. He wants bris milah. Maybe he's heard the Jewish people have bris milah, it's a special thing. He does it. He's not thinking at that moment of becoming a get. Then various things happen, this happens, that happens. He decides he wants to become a get, writes to the London based in, has a whole long thing, gets a teacher, and now he's coming up, he is now ready for Geirus. So, according to the Rogachava, I don't think the Basin would follow this. This is the Rogachava in Tzofnes Paneach Hilchas Mila. So there, the Rogachava says he does not need Hatofas Dam Bris because he did Bris Mila while he was a god. And the Bris Mila is Kayam, and now he's an adult. And now he's decided to become a ger, and so now the union of having bris milah is a very serious thing about its whole issue of being a ger. But he's already got bris milah, so he doesn't need hatofas dam bris. I think the Beis Din would give him hatofas dam bris, but that's the way the Rogachava looks at it midoraisa. And he brings a third example. The mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. Now there's a mitzvah on a father to teach his son Torah. But there's another mitzvah that every person has. We have two mitzvahs relating to Torah. We have the mitzvah of learning Torah. We also have the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. We have to know Torah. That's why in Poskim, such as the Alter Rebbe's Hilchas Talmud Torah, it's so important to do Chazorah. It's not enough to learn Torah. You have to know Torah. And if you don't do Chazorah, you won't know it. You learn it. For some people, there's some people, like the Rambam. The Rambam could read a Sefer, he immediately knew the whole thing by heart. There have been other people like that since. But most people, if you don't do Chazorah, goes in one ear and comes out the other. Now, so the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. What about you have a nice little boy, and Ben Chomish the Mikra, you began learning Chumash with him. The father has a mitzvah midoraisa to learn Torah with the son. And the father is learning Chumash and Chumash Rashi and Mishnayos, and a little while later they start learning Gemara, and he goes to school, he gets a good chinuch, and he's learning this and he's learning that, and he learns halacha. A really smart kid, he's 9 years old, 10 years old, 11 years old, he's really clever, he writes chidushim on what he learns, it's wonderful. Now all this, he's actually a kohen. He is not actually chayiv in any mitzvah, really. And he's not chayiv in the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. But then he gets bar mitzvah, mazel tov. And he knows all this Torah. Now this Torah that he knows, is this relevant now? He learnt it. And he knew it, he knows it, from childhood on, from before Bar Mitzvah. But the Rogachava says, the inyan there of learning Torah continues into his state now when he's Bar Mitzvah, and it's min haTorah that he has to know the Torah. And of course that he has to learn Torah. And so the knowledge that he has, all these different things he learned through Chumash, he learned through Nach, he learned Mishnah, he learned, that Yediyah is wonderful. And that is all part of his present tense. And so therefore, And when you look back at the Korban Pesach, which was often in Pesach Rishon, that Korban Pesach is somehow a metzias. Now, it's clear that the other examples, we're talking about real physical things. There's the physical children that the child had when he was 9 years old and he got married. There's the physical fact of Bris Milah. There's the actual intellectual fact that the child has learned a lot of Torah. But the Rogatchava ascribes the same level of significance to the Korban Pesach that was offered on Pesach Rishon for the little boy who is nearly Bar Mitzvah. And so now, when he's Bar Mitzvah, let's say today, a few days before Pesach Sheni, this little boy is now, he's still got the taste of the Korban Pesach in his mouth that he had at the Seder a few weeks ago, and he does not have to bring a Korban Pesach. He doesn't have to bring a Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni. Now the Lubavitcher Rebbe, who has presented all these different opinions and Gemaras, then presents a very interesting further perspective. Now, we say that chinuch, I mean, it says, you know, in Chagiga, in Nozim, it says that chinuch in mitzvahs is midrabbanan. But the point is, says the Rebbe, that when a child becomes bar mitzvah, he suddenly chayev to do certain things from the Torah right away. First thing is, the night of his bar mitzvah, the night before, let's say his bar mitzvah is on Friday, so Thursday night, he has the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. So Kriyat Shema means he needs the skills of reading Chumash, okay, of reading Hebrew. Okay, so you could say the mitzvah of teaching Torah to a child is midoraisa, and so the father was teaching him Torah. But it's not just a matter of knowing the Torah, knowing that there is Shema. He might know that there's Shema in Moed Chanan, and there's V'hayim Shema in Ekev, and so on. But there's the whole idea of, it's time to say the Shema, it's time to daven Ma'ariv. So it's time to daven Ma'ariv. The whole thing is something which needs to be eingeweiht in the child. Time, next morning, time to daven Shacharis, with another mitzvah sase midoraisa. The mitzvah sase midoraisa is putting on tefillin. There he is. Next, he's got to put on tefillin. And so now he's got to put on tefillin. So, and putting on tefillin is part of davening, and the whole idea of davening and being with a minion and answering Amen and Amen Yesh Minamba and all the other different things. Let's take another example, says the Rebbe. Imagine a child who is becoming bar mitzvah just before Sukkos, Chagas Sukkos. He has to have Dalet Minim, and the Dalet Minim is now going to be a mitzvah, at least on the first day, midoraisa. What training does the child need? So the Rebbe suggests that although in general we have the idea that chinuch in mitzvahs is midrabbanon, there is a sense in which it's needed in order for the child to fulfill inyonim which are midoraisa. And so therefore, the chinuch that the parent gives the child before he is bar mitzvah is a heksha mitzvah to what is going to happen when the child becomes bar mitzvah. And that's the chashivas. And in a sense, that quality of giving the child the heksha mitzvah, that is an important thing in terms of an inyan which is really midoraisa, and that gives the weight to the concept of the Korban Pesach that was shechted on behalf of the child before he was bar mitzvah, lechanchoi bar mitzvahs, it gives him the significance that this is going to be a mitzvah for him in the future. And also, because this particular child, he knows he's going to be bar mitzvah before Pesach Sheni. And so therefore, this Pesach Rishon has a particular significance for him. And he knows that because of the Korban Pesach and Pesach Rishon, he is going to be potter from bringing the Korban Pesach and Pesach Sheni. And that's why this Korban Pesach and Pesach Rishon extends into Pesach Sheni. And so therefore, that explains the Rambam that if they shechted for him on Pesach Rishon, then they do not have to do so on Pesach Sheni. Okay, we've reached the end of our time, and I wish you everything good, Be'ezras Hashem, be healthy, Refuah Shleima, and we're all like Katanim, in a sense. The Chumash says in Parshas Ekev that Rashi comments, on the pasuk, the pasuk in Bohoyim Shemaya, Vesamtem es dvorei eile al levavchem v'al nafshechem, Ukshatim esem lois al yetchem, etc. The Rashi says, Vesamtem es dvorei, he quotes from Sifrei, even after you've gone into Golus, you should be metzuyanim in mitzvahs. Put on tefillin, make mezuzahs, in order that this won't be new for you when you come back from Golos and you come to the Eretz Yisrael with Mashiach and build the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, there's a sense in which all our mitzvahs are like chinuch, and we grow up, Be'ezras Hashem, when Mashiach comes and we all come back to Eretz Yisrael with the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And let's hope that this whole terrible situation that the world is in will resolve itself not just with everything going back to normal, but with us growing up in the proper way and no longer being the cotton and being able to keep mitzvahs in the atmosphere of the time of Mashiach with Mashiach Tzidkenu. So have a very good day.